What do you do? What do you say? It's Balls Deep, and I'm here to tell you that we have new episodes of Talking Shop on a Wednesday. Kind of, sort of. Look, we have so many Patreons that the boys decided to share the Patreons with the podcast feed. Now, if you like what you hear, in the description below, there will be a link. Subscribe to the Patreon. Get this content before anybody else will hear it. With that, you get exclusive interviews and Zoom calls with the Machine Gun Carl Anderson, Zucar Rocky Romero, and the Big LG Doc Gallows. Also, once a month, you get special watch-alongs and this really cool thing that they do called Boozing with the Boys. The Patreon's a really cool community, and I don't just say that because the Patreon pays some of my salary here. I've been a part of some of the Boozing with the Boys. I've met some of the Patreon when they've come to several live talking shops. They've helped fund Talking Shop-a-manias. It's a really cool community. Where else are you going to get this up close and personal with your favorite professional wrestlers? Only on the Talking Shop Patreon. So enjoy these special episodes every Wednesday. Don't forget, we have a brand new YouTube channel. Subscribe to that. We have a vlog that drops every week. Second to the Patreon episodes, the vlog is the second most consistent thing that Talking Shop does. So let the boys know you want more Patreon episodes if you're a Patreon member. And if you're not, get on that. But also, watch the vlog each and every Tuesday. Hit the subscribe button, smash the notification bell, as the kids say. I don't know why we're smashing things, but smash the bell. Help us grow the channel. All right? Enjoy some really subpar content right now.
Kozlov, tell me about your favorite ever one-night stand that you weren't too drunk to remember.
Okay, I'll tell you this. Not a lot of people know this because it's an embarrassing story. It's a very embarrassing story. But I've never been able to pull something like of the sort. This was in Japan. We're actually in Tokyo, but we're not staying at the Tokyo Dome Hotel for some reason. I forget why. I don't know if, Rocky, you remember. I don't know what the fuck was going on, but we were at a smaller hotel nearby. The night before, some of the boys were out drinking. And but I joined them later, and I'm looking for this bar, walking the streets, and I see this gringo girl. She's not Japanese.
White, beautiful, what girl?
Gringo. Just some white girl that looks like she could speak English, and so I
all by herself walking down the street.
She's walking by herself. It's Japan, you know. Whatever.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
You know, nice big
sure.
Street,
it's
whatever.
Not dated, I come up. Just, yeah.
Yeah, not so much, right? But I approach her to strike up a conversation because she's cute too. And I was like, "Hey, sure. Do you know where this area is?" And she's like, "Oh, you know, I'm also new here. I'm not sure, but I think it's that way." And she kind of leads me a little bit because she's walking in that direction.
Incredible.
And we start to talking, and I was like, "Hey, you know, if you want to join us, you know, it's just me and some of my friends. You know, we're gonna have drinks." She's like, "All right. Fucking cool." So she joins me. We find the bar, but all the boys are gone already by this time.
She a blonde girl?
She was a brunette. She was a slender brunette, cute brunette. She was actually a Latina from Mexico.
Ooh. Wait a minute. You said even better. So were you guys speaking Spanish?
She was a white gringo Hispanic girl from
So what was she, Kozlov?
How are you communicating?
Was she also Japanese?
Yeah, and German.
And Finnish.
And she actually lived in Saudi
Arabia. She was Irish. She was from Irish.
But she's from Yugoslavia.
She was last from Yugoslavia.
It sounds like a fake story.
Kozlov, what kind of woman was it?
I swear it's not.
Maybe Peru.
She was a gringo from Peru.
I thought she was white, but she turns out to be just a Latina from Mexico traveling in Japan.
Well, that's even more perfect for you because you guys can speak Spanish.
Exactly. And so we spoke between Spanish and English. But mostly Spanish because
Spanglish, a language of romance.
Language of love.
So anyway, we're having drinks at the bar and we're hitting it off. We're having fucking Jaeger bombs and whatever the fuck.
Oh boy.
And then I just kind of lead her along. I was like, "Hey, you want to check out Tokyo Dome. It's fucking nice over there. I'm just trying to get her closer to my hotel.
I see that. And she, we understand your motivation, Kozlov.
But we, you know, it's all consensual, obviously.
Of course.
You know, well, so, yes, of course. Nice disclaimer, but we weren't thinking you were headed down that road.
Well, you know, nowadays, man, it's like you got to walk on eggshells because it's like,
you're just trying to get to know this girl better. You say, like, you want to go to a bar towards the Tokyo Dome or see the Tokyo Dome, which is next to the Tokyo Dome Hotel.
Which
you
is
want
to cool,
figure out what she
cool
wants
shit
to
around there, right?
It is. Yeah, it's cool as fuck. City, right? Right? Yeah. So we take the train and we're continuing drinking and then we check out Tokyo Dome and that's kind of like a gaming area. You know, by Tokyo Dome, there's like this like fucking video game fucking stuff or anime shit. Anyway, it's all cool.
It's an arcade, right? And shit.
Yeah, some shit like that. So I show her around, we continue drinking, and then I was like, hey, come to my room, let's have some drinks. She ends up in my room, we're continuing to drinking, and then we do this role-playing thing where
we're eating potatoes.
We're just role-play. Yeah.
But did you dress up like a French maid? Or what? I just want to know what kind of role-play.
Hold on, what? How does it get...
So you guys are having some nice drinks. Next thing you know, you're role-playing.
She's got a ball gag in his
German,
mouth.
He's a white German gringo Hispanic girl from Slim Peru.
So you're...
And now you got a ball gag in your mouth. You're dressed like a nun. And you're prancing around in high heels.
He has a bunny costume on.
Yeah.
Kozlov, hopping around like a little...
Kozlov.
I fucking say I excuse myself to the bathroom. I come out hopping in a bunny costume.
That's exactly what I needed to hear.
No,
what kind of role playing are we doing?
No, it's real simple because we're shooting the shit, we're joking around, we're drinking, and then something like we're talking about, because I told her what I do and how it works, and basically I'm kind of like an actor, and she said that she's done some acting herself. We do this role playing where we're playing actors, we're playing a role. She plays a woman, whatever the fuck. I play a man, and we're just role playing. We're acting, and
Are you guys acting out a porno film at this point, or
no,
what are you?
No, we're just playing a different role than
doing
what we are.
Are you doing like scenes? Like, yeah, is there a script, or is this just?
It's just like script. We're just
are you following the script of Butt Sluts 4, or what are you going with?
she plays a woman. I play a man.
Yeah, pretty simple, pretty basic role play. Really,
you should reverse. You should reverse the roles.
That's how I was picturing it.
Fuck that.
She was playing a man. You're playing a woman. She's pegging the hell out of you.
Oh god. But anyway, I think like at that point, look, I've spent a whole day with this girl. We're drinking, and I'm trying to break the physical barrier. And it's always awkward, right?
You want to go for a little kiss?
You want to have a passionate kiss?
So
is there a chance I could kiss you?
So during the role play, I decide to go for a kiss as the man that I'm playing.
And sure. As Tony Robbins or whoever you want to be.
Tony Robbins, Jesus.
Were you holding a positive thinking seminar? Was this what the role playing was?
Were you trying to help people better their lives while kissing?
God. The role I was playing was that yoga teacher that got into. I go for the move to go for a kiss, and she pumps the brakes a little bit. She's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "We're role playing." But
this is the part where I play the role of the man kissing you.
But anyway, I kind of, of course, like I don't go where I'm not wanted or anything. I just like try to make a move, you know. Eventually, she says to me, she goes to the bathroom, she comes out, and she's like, okay, I'm down to have sex.
Whoa.
You guys really went to Vegas either, didn't you?
Straight to it.
I mean, well, maybe she wanted to brush her teeth.
Maybe.
Floss.
Yeah. Was she?
Maybe she's not a big kisser, but she wants to bang.
Was she still
role-playing? The role playing got tossed out the window when I went for the kiss. She was like, pump the brakes a little bit. Of course,
let me see what kind of face did you make as you went for the kiss? Were you going, did you tongue out or did you go for it?
Come on, guys. I'm not Michael Scott, you know?
Come on, guys. So she comes back, says that, then you just go, great.
So this is what the embarrassing thing is. See, I'm not good at picking up girls and then one day just having my hotel. Like, I'm not such a Casanova, but this day somehow it happened, and I was very proud of myself to have been able to do something like that.
Yeah, sure.
And so we get into it. We get physical, sexually physical, and you know, she starts touching me, I start touching her, and it gets so hot and so heavy. I can't help it. I bust a nut.
Wait a second. I bust a nut
and I try to stop myself halfway, but I bust and I'm unable to.
Are you guys having sex?
Still fully clothed?
No, we're about to get to the sex part.
Before the sex begins.
Yeah, we're already in a sexual act minus a penetration. We're touching each other and naked and all that shit. And it just feels too damn good. And I'm like fucking bust a nut. And I try to.
Underwear, there's just cum everywhere?
No underwear. We're completely naked.
Oh, so you shot a load on her without her touching it?
No, she was touching it, obviously.
I'm just trying to see the forecast here, man.
You're a good broadcaster, Gallo.
So she was whacking you off.
So did you guys restart a little bit later? Or?
Well, it was like such a long day, and we were drunk.
And you were exhausted. After you busted your nut.
Now you need a Kozlov-style Virginia Slim cigarette and a nap.
I couldn't get up because I busted, and so she's like, you know, why don't we go to sleep? Maybe we can do this in the morning. We fucking sleep the night. She has a completely different attitude in the morning. She's not feeling having sex with a guy that couldn't get his dick up. So,
oh boy.
So she got it up. It just went down quicker.
Hey,
no big deal.
No,
yeah, it happens. No, listen, it happens. We, you know, like it was my embarrassment. So it was, you know, it was one of those stories that, man, like, hey. I was able to do something like that, but I couldn't fucking be a man for a moment. It happens to all of us. I'm glad you shared that. I don't think that makes you a non-man.
Hey, we appreciate you opening up. I think everybody has embarrassing stories in their own time.
We appreciate you opening up, and she appreciates, well, the mess you made.
She appreciates nothing.
Well, I mean, I can talk about a mess. Look. While we're touching each other and, you know, my fingers going places.
Sure, like, sure. Traveling her universe.
Yeah, when I put my hand in her universe, little did I know that her universe is going through changes.
Oh, fuck! This story has so many twists and turns.
Stars are fucking exploding and imploding, but when she's on top of me, my hand is over the shoulder. It's reeking. It's fucking reeking. Like there's been like a fish has been marinating in an oven for the past 24 hours, and it's been, but it was super fresh. But it's been in the oven for a long time. So my finger's over her shoulder, and I'm worried about. Man, I hope she doesn't think that it's me that's thinking, because this is from her vagina.
I'm pretty sure she didn't think that. In her ears.
I'm worried that she thinks I stink.
What a tale.
Wow.
Sorry, it's fucking very barbaric.
So Kozlov is afraid that she thinks it's his underarm or something, like his breath.
Yeah.
Like his underarm smells like a fish that's been roasted for two hours.
So he starts shoving his fingers in her mouth, so she knows that this is from you.
Stop.
I'm gonna fucking puke.
Yeah. Holy fucking
man. Patreon exclusive.
What a morning. What a fucking morning, guys.
Hey, I wouldn't have laughed this much if we didn't do this Piz Kiz, but this morning I would have been changing shitty diapers, and I got Zoom calls with the kids' teachers today.
Kozlov, what's up with your podcast? What's going on with that?
Yeah, we need that, by the way.
Check this out. So I've spoken to Core Bauer. He loved the pilot that we shot with Rocky. He was our first, pretty much,
mediator guest.
He was our first guest.
It's you and Mark Jindrak, right?
Yeah, it's me and Mark. And we had Rock on, and it was a really fun conversation with, you know, fun little segments, you know, little games that we played. And And so I'm just waiting for the green light once the traffic on MLW Network gets a little decongested because they've got a lot of fucking shows and shit. He said that we're good to go. So he said he gave us about a month before, like, he's looking at our start.
We'd like to steal you.
Well, I'm just hoping
put that you on the Patreon.
I'm hoping that I can handle the workload because Mark is kind of computer illiterate and he's got a fucking MacBook from 1996. And he says he wants to help, but I told him it's not that you're not capable. You're very capable. It's just you don't have the systems in place to handle. It's just a lot of work, you know. Editing down and all that shit. It's a lot of work, and I'm nervous about, like, the workload. Will I be able to handle it? It's just for the first while.
It's true. We say it a lot. Podcasts are a lot of work, especially when you have a hit podcast and it starts getting rocking. Then you got to start actually pumping out the content. It gets tough.
Yeah.
And you got to think of things to say.
You got to wake up at 9:30 in the fucking morning to
yep. I mean, I knew I would be
I'm
awake
laughing now. It. I'm happy now.
Yeah.
I want to start shooting so bad right now, but I'm not going to.
I mean, I knew that my kids are up at 7:15 anyway. What are you getting hot, Gallows? What's going on?
No, I'm not getting hot. It's early in the morning. We got a beautiful day ahead of us. Oh.
How often do you get to shoot this early?
Well, no, I can't. Cade's back in school, but Cade has a kayfabe girlfriend, so he did not want to come over here last night. He told his mom they were going to go to church together, which I hope that they did.
Boy, oh boy. I think you're going to be a grandfather soon.
Stop. Whoa,
pump the brakes.
The grandfather.
This is kids. Stop.
36-year-old grandpa.
His kayfabe girlfriend lives in his mom's neighborhood. So now all of a sudden, like, coming to dad's to swim and hang out on dad's off days is not exactly as well. He has been lying to us and saying that it's his friend Chandler's girlfriend, but it's not true because the girl's mom called and told Cade's mom. And
oh wow!
Well, that's good though. When did Cade become so religious? That's good.
He does go to a Christian school, so I think it's a good thing. We're trying to raise him Christian. But I'm not exactly buying the whole church thing since he goes to church at school every day. But, you know, it is what it is.
He doesn't want to go to his brother out dad's mansion anymore. He wants to go to church.
Yeah, that's it. I don't even I'm at a loss for words, which I rarely am. So
yeah,
there you have it, folks.
Lost for words. Look, Gals is lost for words. It's amazing. Because I guess when we start talking about his kid who goes to church and he's got a kayfabe girlfriend.
Yeah, I got mixed emotions on this, guys.
I just can't wait to hear Gallows be called grandpa before he's 40.
Stop.
I'll be popping my nuts off, dude. All those times you laughed at me for having more kids. More kid, another kid.
My God, bro. You do got a lot of kids, though, for real. That's crazy.
Yeah, we sure do. This has been one of the best Patreons we've ever had.
Yeah, it's better than the actual podcast.
It is a lot of work. I don't think people understand. We got a message from one of the talent relations from Impact Wrestling. They go, hope you guys got all rested up from the weekend. I don't know if not a lot of people have kids, but I go home to four kids and a wife, and then there's no resting. Like, we woke up at 7:15 a.m. with the baby, and at 10:30 p.m., my 6-year-old was doing fucking cartwheels in the living room. I said, buddy, like, it's time to, there was no silence in the midst of this day. Hey, buddy, it's time to go to fucking bed. And then it starts all over again. It's about 7:30 a.m. You just wonder why people lose their minds when they're 45, 50. You go, man, what the fuck's wrong with that guy? I'll tell you. Follow my life. You'll figure it all out, guys.
Rocky's next in line.
We've talked about this on the podcast.
It's coming, but Rocky's got to be coming a little more for it to actually come to fruition.
No, he's ready to come. I think Rock's scared to death of that. He'd be a good dad, but boy, is it a life changer. He's
scared to death. Probably Rocky, I'm not scared of a lot of things, but that might be my biggest fear.
Rock likes to sleep in, guys.
I know.
He does, yeah.
That's gone.
Rocky's scared of not pulling out.
Man, I like to wake up. You know, sometimes I might just start playing a little video game to start my morning.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's just not even.
That's not the thing.
Come on.
20, 30 minutes. 20, 30 minutes.
Can you imagine Rocky, the calm demeanor individual that he is, just the calmest, the most normalest of us all? Let's be honest. The three of us are kind of like a little bit more unwound. Rocky is like the most that seems to have it together. That's why we used to call him in Mexico when it was just me, Rock, and Mark. He was the suit of the group, like Entourage. He was the suit.
That's some hell of foreshadowing.
That became a thing, huh?
But Rocky, can you imagine getting Rocky so riled up that he wanted to fight with me? You know, because we were playing a UFC video game, we got so pissed at each other, and Rocky was so riled up that he's like, "Yeah, let's fucking shoot 3 minutes. If I don't tap in 3 minutes,
really,
$300, we fucking most vicious fucking jiu-jitsu fucking battle in our big living room in Polanco."
Oh, that's great.
It had been building up, you know. I mean, like,
because I mean, you guys were living together and driving each other nuts
for like what, 2 years, a year and a half at this point. Like a while, we were traveling together. I mean, I was stressed out with work, unbelievably, you know, for sure.
And you wanted to beat up your friend. Let's just be honest.
Well, we wanted to both beat the shit out of each other. We got so heated playing this UFC video game, and somehow it turned into, man, Rocky made a comment sometime.
I didn't
want to
punch him or anything. He
wanted to tap me. And so, like, Rocky made a comment that really got under my skin. He said, like, I'll tap you in real life. I'm like, yeah, you sure about
that? Tap that ass. Rock taking video games to real life. So who won that fight?
It's kind of arguable, but if you were to give it to anybody, it would be Rock, because at the end of the time limit, Rocky has me in this ankle lock, and I start fucking screaming. I'm not tapping. My pride was so on the line here. I was willing to get my knee dislocated, my tendon to be ripped out. And I was like a hair away from that, because I could feel my knee fucking about to fucking crack open from the lock he had me on. So instead of tapping, I just started screaming like, "Oh!" And I got like 10 seconds to go. And so Rocky said that I verbally tapped out by doing that.
I wasn't going to rip his ankle off or whatever.
But you were, dude.
That's a verbal tap.
Yeah. That's what I said, I think.
Yeah, that's definitely
that's
verbal.
What you said.
And like, when you're screaming in agony, I feel like fucking the UFC ref would jump in.
You don't see that.
Can you hear Kozlov's face?
He's like, he was going, "Mama! Mama! Mama!
Be led! Be led!"
If you would have ripped the tendons out of my knee, I promise you that you would see the downfall of Kozlov right then and there. What would I do being stuck in Mexico, not getting paid, for fucking being on the shelf for months and months?
Your friend just handed you your ass.
Yeah, well, Rashad Rocky Romero Evans wouldn't have gave a fuck.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath, and I noticed I have some beautiful balls. Our friends at Manscaped, the global leaders in below-the-waist hygiene, are turning men's shower dreams into their favorite routine, the all-new Ultra Premium Collection. This all-in-one hygiene skin and hair bundle is designed to upgrade the everyday man's shower routine from head to toe. Your skin, hair, and yes, even your balls deserve it. Save big by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with code HOOTS20. That's HOOTS20 to get 20% off. Listen, let me walk you through the Manscaped shower routine. Step 1, lather on the cologne-infused ultra-premium body wash with aloe vera and sea salt to keep your skin feeling clean and moisturized all day. Now, I'm not sure if you heard that correctly, but this body wash is cologne-infused, so that special someone in your life will absolutely love it. Then, it's hair care time. Apply the 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner that cleanses and nourishes in one step. This non-greasy formula has a base of coconut water, green tea, aloe turmeric, and sage. Apply this to your armpits and your pubic region too. Then, once you hop out of the shower, protect yourself from body odor by applying on the Manscaped aluminum-free deodorant. This deodorant dries clear and is also cologne infused. Then, if you have tattoos or dry skin, you gotta hit your skin with a hydrating body moisturizer spray. Then apply the Manscaped Lip Balm. This is a free gift when you purchase the Ultra Premium Collection. Now, last but not least, guys, we're using the Lawnmower 4.0 electric trimmer to clean off any unwanted body hair. That's right, the Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof, so you bet it's a major key to your new shower routine. This elite trimmer is designed to trim hair on loose skin. Although your balls may look like punching bags, don't treat them like one and get the benefits from this new skin-safe technology. Once again, 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOTS20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping. Use the code HOOTS20 at manscaped.com. It's time to get wet and clean with your new Manscaped shower routine.
All right, so as I said in the beginning of this episode, if you are not a member of the Talkin' Shop Patreon, what are you doing? Hit the link in the episode notes right now. Become a member. You get all sorts of cool stuff. You get workout routines from Machine Gun Carl Anderson. You get Domesticated Doc. You get Azucar Rocky Romero. You get Boozin' with the Boys. You get exclusive watch-alongs. It's a really cool community of like-minded wrestling fans who just want to come together and have a good time. And you get exclusive access to your favorite professional wrestlers. Where else are you going to get that but the Talkin' Shop Patreon? Also, we have a YouTube channel. Hit subscribe, smash the notification bell so you can stay up to date whenever we release a new vlog, which is pretty damn consistent. So, go to the YouTube channel, that's in the episode notes as well, and subscribe, rate and review this podcast as well. Say something nice about the boys. We'd appreciate it. I'd appreciate it. And I have no clever outro for this, so all I'm going to say is, bye!